had a wonderful teacher in my life, a mentor and a teacher. Her name was Luann. She was an artist and a poet and an intuitive and a shaman. And she taught me the most wonderful way to surrender control. She said, you know, your mind doesn't really ever want to surrender control unless you actually do something. You have to do something that kind of lets you know that the control is not yours anymore. And until you do kind of that ritual or that shift, your mind's going to keep going back to it. So you got to do a ritual, because that's how the mind learns to surrender control. She taught me this incredible ritual. She said, what you need to do is what they used to do in the ancient civilizations. In the ancient civilizations, they would pray as a collective group, or that any one of the individuals would have some kind of a special request. They would take it to the temple and they would leave it. And sometimes they would even put it in a special vessel and pray over it and leave it. And that told them that they were putting it in the hands of the universe. She said, you know, you can do that too, by creating a sacred place for you to take your special requests, of course, at this junction where you've done your work and it's time to rest and surrender. She said, what you'll need to do is you want to make what is called an alchemy box. And I said, that's so interesting. What's an alchemy box? And she said, well, you take a box and you decorate it. You decorate it because for every choice you make, you're using one of the principles. You have to choose how you're going to decorate it, and you're going to have to kind of believe that this is something special, and you're going to have to imagine how it's going to look, and you're going to have to decide not this and yes that, and you're going to have to trust that the way you create that box, that's the right way, and you're going to have to love it. Love what you're doing. Play with it, because when you do an art project like this, you're pulling in your left brain, your right brain, your superconscious, your higher self, and it's fun. And that you put yourself in the heart, the child's heart, when you create this box. So we created them. And she said, now what you need to do is on the inside of the box, put special things to make it sort of your sacred vessel. So I thought, oh, well, what are my special things? I had a bluebird of happiness that I got as a kid, so I put that in there. So crystal bird. And I loved incenses, and I collected them from my travels, so I put that in there. And I put some holy cards because I love saints and angels. Why not? So I put some pictures of holy cards in, and it kept collecting. And then she said, now write down what you want and surrender it into the box. Put the lid on. Keep your hands off. This is my box. Had it my whole life. And inside of it, every year, put my images that I like. Here's my bluebird of happiness. I put a candle from a temple in Egypt, so I figured it would light my way. I love lavender from France, so I picked the lavender and put it in. And wheat, because I thought wheat is the symbol in America of abundance. So wheat would be my symbol of abundance. And every year, I would write down what it is I wanted on New Year's Eve. And I would take my hands off. And that was my symbol to surrender. I would make sure I had done my part. I could never write down something until I had done the other steps. Focused and commit myself and make the right choices. But when I knew I had done those steps, I would surrender. Every year, I would allow this, and the year would go by, and a year later on New Year's Day, I would open it up and look and see. And sure enough, one by one by one, my dreams would come true. And I'd check them off, and then I'd burn the ashes and put it back in the box. So I figured that would be energy and alchemy, because the word alchemy means to transform. So I would use the energy of my own successes to transform my new intentions. The importance being that we're such a heady culture. We're so intellectual that we actually believe sometimes that doing something intellectually is the same as doing it. You cannot surrender until you surrender. You have to make an alchemy box for yourself. You have to create your own special vessel to put your dreams in.